Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, or good evening, or good afternoon, wherever you are in the country. I'm so delighted to be here with you today. This is Elizabeth Sadhu, of Sadhu Shares, with me, the Angelic Ambassador of Joy. Myself, my angels, my guides, just whoever wants to chime in, we're all here for you, for all of us. So I'll start out with our tuning in chant. Om Namo Gurudev Namo. I bow to the ancient, divine, infinite wisdom that's within me and all around me, and that's for all of us. Gurudev Namo. Oh, divine beings, divine masters, angels, guides, who all ever is out there helping us, and we know there are many, 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 more than we can even imagine. We are hooked up, we are connected, we are together, we are one. So welcome everyone. It's always such an interesting process going through this and seeing what's going to come through. The angels have been very clear with me to not plan ahead. They say I can have, you know, some ideas for topics and stuff, so I just keep making a list and adding to the list, but I never quite know what's going to come through. A lot of what's been coming through lately is joy, just wallowing in your joy of your life and finding the joy in your life and just really relishing what that's about. Now, I know, I realize for me it's really easy, I guess you could say, for me to click into that. I am what one of my soul types is called a joy child, and so that's quite easy for me to click into that, but I guess some people, it's not always so easy. I just spent the last 2 weekends dancing full out and just feeling filled. I was just so filled with bliss and joy that just was just indescribable feeling, I guess. And so, again, the angels are saying, find what it is that makes you feel happy. Find what it is that makes you feel joyful. They're showing me that they're shaking their pom-poms. They're saying, find what it is that makes you want to shake your pom-poms. It could be anything, really. It's really a feeling and just about allowing yourself to go there. We've all been so trained to do our duty, which has to be very serious. And we're so trained to do our work, which is very, very serious. So what's this about joy? What the heck's that about? And they're saying that we are in a new world of connectedness, and that the more that we all practice our joy and being in our joy, the more this will radiate out and share it with the world. And so an interesting aspect of this last weekend for me was I found that in my dancing, I just am so feeling so joyful and connected, and I just get into my silly. I can be very silly, and I noticed that this last weekend felt like a huge move forward for me in terms of people really getting it, like they really were having fun with my joy and being joyful with me. Even people who might appear a little more serious on the outside were being so silly with me, and I would come up to somebody in the movement of the dance, and we do contra dancing, by the way, and I would shimmy or I would just wiggle or something, and the person would do it with me. And I had quite a few people come up to me later and say, thank you, It's so fun to watch you dance. It's so fun to dance with you. And it was like, wow, that's so cool. I have been in the past, I have shared my joy, and there, not everybody gets it. And some people are like, oh my God, who's this crazy woman coming at me? And so, you know, I've just been going with my own flow of the thing, and I tend to be very intuitive, psychic, whatever you want to call it, and I seem to just, like, have, like, it comes out of me. I just let it flow through me, whatever it is I'm going to do, and so I've had people who I don't know if I've ever seen them laugh, you know, I don't know them that well, just maybe see them at dances, who seem very serious, who are laughing, and people who are shaking it with me, and we were doing, I have some, a mom and her two daughters, I call them my girl goddess tribe, and we were doing cartwheels during the breaks, and wiggling around, and I made up something I call dolphin dancing. It's just kind of this wiggly up and down thing, and it was just like this pure joy expressed in dance that just was so much fun. So anyway, I would encourage all of you to find what brings you joy. And it doesn't have to be that crazy, silly, active. You know, it could be reading a book. And I know I've talked about this before, and the angels say, yes, but we are insisting upon this avenue of discussion. Of course, they're not quite that serious and silly. Anyway, it's really about, it's so important. It's so important in this world to find the joy. I mean, there's a lot of heavy stuff that goes down out there, but you don't have to be in that energy. You can take things seriously, they're putting it in quotes, but be joyful. You can see that there's seriousness out in the world, but why not, you know, be joyful? And if they're saying it's like mushing joy all over it. You're like got a potato masher and you're mushing the joy all around and spreading it all around and oozing it all around. Or they're showing me like a big giant tube of toothpaste, and it's a toothpaste kind of thing, but it's really what it is it's joy paste. And they're saying squeeze it out and spread it all around. Spread it on the heavy stuff. Spread it on the serious stuff. Feel that joy. It's like oozing down. That joy paste is oozing into every single crack of every single serious and heavy and sad piece of energy that's out there, events, whatever. They're telling me now, they're saying that really with all the stuff that goes on out in the world, it's not as horrible as it might appear. They're saying that certainly the news and the newscasters make it appear way heavier. And they're really emphasize the drama and the kind of quotes horribleness of what might be happening. They're saying that it's all perfect, that whatever is happening is perfect. And that part of why some of the stuff is happening is that it's bringing people together in a feeling of sympathy and empathy and love, of this sharing, of wanting to help and connectedness, and that all that's occurring is perfect and divinely guided and led. So just really want me to emphasize to just imagine you've got love paste or joy paste, and you're squeezing that huge tube, that infinite tube that never, never runs dry. And they're saying just ooze it and squeeze it all over. If you need even your big giant toothbrush to kind of, you know, rub it into the cracks and get it all nicely oozed in and smoothed out, or it could be a paintbrush, whatever visual works for you, to really share that out there, out in the world. They're telling me they want me to do the chant for miracles again, because for so many, this will feel like a miracle of being in their joy. It will feel like a miracle of sharing that love and joy with the world and finding it within themselves, and that's a really key piece. So I'll do the chant for miracles now. We have about 5 minutes left. I'm always amazed at how fast the time goes by. So anyway, I'll do the chant for miracles and we'll see what's supposed to come after that. All right. Dun dun ram das guru janasiriya tenasavariya puri hove karamata apasur janhare dhariya sikiyate sangati par brahmakar namaskariya atala ataho tolatu tera antana para variya jinita sevya bokara se tu de para utariya Lava loba kama krodha maho marakade tudu sapara variya Tanda sotera tana hai sachitera pesa kariya Nanak tu lehna tu hai guru amaratu vichariya Guru ditatama nasadariya Guru ditatama nasadariya And just let that sound. Just go into you and know that all is perfect, all is fabulous, and that, you know, your angels, your guides, your beings, that we're all one. They are with us all the time, and we only have to ask for their help. They are so willing, able, wanting to help, and they want us to know that they love us so, so much and more than we can begin to imagine. Okay, they're giving me a message, which I'm supposed to announce. So I have been doing this show since the beginning of January, and I don't know, I think this is my sixth or seventh show maybe, and I have not had very many callers. I know I've had my one constant, fabulous friend and mentor who's been on pretty much every single time, and thank you for being there. I so appreciate it. And they're telling, so of course I have doubts, my human doubts. Should I still be doing this? You know how it is. We humans want immediate action. We want it to happen right away. And so they're saying, of course you're supposed to still be doing this. It doesn't really matter. They're telling me it doesn't really matter who shows up right that second, because that's not the point. The point is that I'm putting out this messages of joy and love to the world and to the universe. And so even though it is important for whoever listens at the time, and that people can download it and listen to it later, that's important also. They say that you, whoever listens, will be healed live or later. They're saying that it doesn't matter how many people. We have this whole, humans have this whole feeling of this numbers thing, and you know, like, oh, well, I'm not making a difference. I need to know I'm making a difference, you know. And they're saying that we need to trust that we are all making a huge difference. I think this is why, one of the reasons I love the movie It's a Wonderful Life so much, because it's just so, I always feel like it's so profound that we all make a huge difference. And he discovers that in the movie. And it's just really, I mean, I've probably seen the movie over 100 times. And I used to want to think that, I used to want to use it in when I was doing human resource work. And I wanted to use it as a part of a introduction to the companies where I worked, because I wanted people to know that they made a difference. So anyway, it's one of my little things is I love that movie, and I love knowing, it's just a fabulous reminder. I know it's just a movie, but it's a fabulous reminder that we all make a huge difference. So anyway, thank you, angels, for reassuring me on that, and knowing I will trust that I know I'm on my path. I do know that. I actually really do know that. So, but I appreciate you all speaking up at this time, just because, you know, I'm doing this, and so I just kind of wonder sometimes if this is what I'm really supposed to be doing. So anyway, we have about 30 seconds left, and I so appreciate having this time to share and wallowing in gratitude and joy of this existence. And I am so grateful for all of you and for the whole world, and grateful for myself. All right. Many blessings. Much love.